for old time's sake, yes or no, would you like to be leader of the National Party at some point?
No, I'm just focused on what I'm doing. I'm one of those people that do it day by day, job by job.
I'll save this clip and come back to it in 5 or 10 years. We'll see how it's aged. The Wire.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Wire on 95BFM. After recent reports of abuse in the greyhound racing industry, Caden Tipler spoke to SAFE campaign manager Anna DeRue about why they are advocating to ban greyhound racing. Here is that interview.
So what's the latest issue with the investigation that's been happening and SAFE's call for tougher penalties?
Yeah, sure. So a licensed greyhound handler was fined just $1,200 last week for abusing two greyhounds and assaulting a trainer at Addington Raceway in February. So they were charged $400 for throwing a dog into a swabbing kennel with such force that the greyhound hit their head on the back wall. And then they were charged $400 for picking up a different greyhound by the neck and throwing them away from the lure. And then a further $400 for assaulting the trainer. So we're appalled that there's been such weak penalties for quite deliberate animal abuse, and believe that these penalties will be little deterrence. It's especially concerning given the continual animal welfare failings of the greyhound racing industry. We really feel that there needs to be stronger penalties.
So SAFE is calling for stronger penalties. Will that help solve the problem of greyhound racing in Aotearoa?
Well, so ultimately, we would like to see a ban on greyhound racing. New Zealanders are behind a ban, with 74% saying they would vote to ban the industry in an independent poll. The industry was already put formally on notice by the Honourable Grant Robertson back in September 2021 due to concerns with data recording, transparency and animal welfare standards. Since then, there's been 1,687 injuries, 172 broken bones and 13 deaths. There's been 4 deaths in the last 7 months alone, with one greyhound euthanised after suffering a dislocated neck and a broken back. A staggering 41% of dogs racing were injured in the last season. We just really don't believe that it's tenable to let this industry continue. We can't say that we're leaders in animal welfare if we let this go on. And we really think that we need a ban as soon as possible.
Why the campaign around tougher penalties on individuals? Will that help on an industry-wide level as well?
Every little bit you do, you hope helps. So in the meantime, while we're waiting for that ban to come through, we do believe, just as a matter of justice, that there does need to be decent penalties for animal abuse.
Are you optimistic about greyhound racing being banned in the near future?
We can't say at the moment. I would say keep the pressure on, keep emailing the racing minister and letting him know how you feel about this industry. There is enormous public support. So there was a 37,000 strong petition that went forward. There's already been over 17,000 emails to the Minister and Prime Minister. So I guess cautiously optimistic. But the industry has had 10 years of chances and it's still here.
Clearly, a lot of New Zealanders want the industry gone. Lots of people have emailed ministers and signed on to petitions to make that happen. Why do you think greyhound racing hasn't been banned yet?
Oh, it's hard to say. The decision was due to come out early this year, and then that was pushed out due to Cyclone Gabrielle. So potentially it's chance, but it's not acceptable the way that the industry is at the moment. And yeah, just hoping for a quick decision as soon as humanly possible.
Is there anything else New Zealanders should know about why it's so urgent for us to ban this industry?
I don't think there's much further than that. I would just keep reiterating that there's been 4 reviews into the industry. They've all uncovered the same fundamental issues. These are remaining the same despite 10 years. There's overwhelming public support for a ban. We're one of very few countries in the world that still has greyhound racing legal. So I think, you know, in order to do right by greyhounds, in order to do continue to be a world leader, on animal welfare, we really do need to see the closure of this industry.
That was Caden Tipler speaking to Safe for Animals campaign manager Anna DeRue about why they are calling for a ban on greyhound racing.